This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The search for signs of life on planets, moons, and other celestial bodies in our solar system is one of NASA's top objectives. That effort has the agency focusing intently on one of Earth's neighbors. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott reports.
NASA's study of Mars began in the mid-1960s when a spacecraft was able to take photographs of the red planet. 10 years later, the agency landed unmanned spacecraft on the planet's surface. Jim Green is the director of planetary science at NASA. He says as the agency has learned more about Mars, the focus has shifted to the search for life. Green says NASA defines life as an organism of any size that metabolizes, reproduces, and evolves. He says the agency believes Mars is one of the only locations in our solar system where complex life even has a chance to survive.
What we know now is 3.5 billion years ago, Mars looked like the Earth. It had an enormous amount of water. It had a fabulous atmosphere, and it was at the same time that life started here on Earth. So if you can imagine 3.5 billion years ago, two blue planets, and there they were. And indeed, we want to know if life sparked on Mars, too.
What are the signs that you look for? I mean, and when it comes to the rovers on the surface, I mean, what are they doing? What are they searching for when they're there? And then when you get it back, what are you looking for?
Well, the first thing is we want to look for regions that we think we would call habitable. Okay, so a habitable environment is one that has all the right chemicals, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus, and sulfur. And those chemicals are really critical for life. In fact, we're made up of those chemicals. And then we're looking for areas where there's water. And water is really critical because it aids in the metabolism.
Jim Green says there is only so much NASA can learn from the satellites and surface rovers sent to study Mars. He says a manned mission will soon be required to gain more information.
We believe, the technology to put humans on Mars, to live, work, and return. And it's really not about the technology stopping us. It's really all about the will to do it. And the American public has been very generous and continues to fund us. And at this particular rate, we're planning to have humans on Mars in the 2030 timeframe, in my lifetime.
How long would that trip be?
So there's two scenarios. One's called a short stay and another one's called a long stay. When we leave this planet and move out in the solar system when planets align, going to Mars, the first trip is 180 days.
It seemed like it would be a lot longer than that.
Well, every Sunday during the winter, I watch football and I see exactly what we do. And that's where the quarterback throws this Hail Mary and you watch the receiver run down the field and catch it. And it looks like a miracle. But in reality, we're almost doing the same thing in the solar system. So we launch just at the right time that we actually orbit the sun when we launch and it leaves the gravity of the Earth. We're really orbiting the sun. And as we move out and we start crossing orbits, if a planet is there, then we catch that planet. And indeed, there's nice little windows between us and Mars every 26 months that allows us to do that. So we can get to Mars. We can stay for about 20 days, 30 at the absolute most. And then we can return. The return is more like 220 days. The long stay is if you miss that window coming back, you'll have to stay on Mars for more than a Earth year.
Is there a target spot? Like, have you guys found, like, okay, you know what? If we're sending people, this is where we want them to go. Have you picked that spot?
So what's happening right now is we had a call out for our scientists and engineers to tell us where they would land on Mars and why. And we had this huge workshop about a year ago. And I thought, well, there's going to be maybe 20 or 30 sites. There were 50 sites, okay? And they're all still in play. And we're still debating them. We're gathering data from our orbiters. We're now planning another workshop. And I'm hoping to cut that back down to maybe the top 20. Now, what we're driving to is the final selection of one site. And the site has got to have resources that we can use. So we want to be able to get access to water. Mars actually has an enormous amount of water trapped in ice, and we believe in underground aquifers. and it's a matter of being in the right place. Mars also has all kinds of resources. There'll be the Martian dust is a great material to bring in and use in your 3D printers and make anything you want, okay, the way we do things these days. And so we're going to live off the land as much as we possibly can. And then many of these sites afford more things like that that we can do. Now, unlike the movie The Martian, where every time they launched humans to Mars, they went to a different location, NASA's planning to pick one spot and go there many, many times. You know, maybe 100 years we'll keep going to one before we start an infrastructure at a different site.
Jim Green is the director of planetary science at NASA. He was also a consultant on the recent movie The Martian. Green believes the announcement of a manned trip to Mars would provide a rallying point for the United States. Green is from Burlington. He returned home to celebrate the anniversary of the opening of a conservatory. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.